Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
How did you find me?
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you, but may I just say, hi.
How you doing? The name's Flynn Rider. How's your day going?
I'm so happy today. This is something that I came across, and when I looked at this on social media, and I looked at it, and I looked at it like, where's the fake part of this here? How old is this? What am I looking at here? Because it couldn't be as simple as just what I was seeing. You guys familiar with Zachary Levi?
Yeah, definitely.
From what?
Well, originally from the it was like they were in Best Buy. I can't remember the name of the
Chuck. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I saw a couple people commenting on that, and I was like, oh yeah, I kind of remember his face from there. What are you familiar with him?
I mainly know him from Shazam.
What is that movie about?
So Shazam is kind of the magical Superman in the DC universe.
And so Shazam is a DC character?
Yeah, and so he plays Shazam, but
his alter ego?
His Clark Kent is a young boy, and he yells Shazam, and then he turns into this grown man with these superpowers and magical powers, and Zachary Levi plays the adult. So when you watch the movie, it's him acting like a 12-year-old boy with grown man superpowers.
Is it a good movie?
I thought it was funny, but it kind of got bad scores.
There's two of them. The first one was... I mean, both of them were fine. Mm-hmm. The second one apparently kind of bombed at the box office, and I think it killed it.
Well, I know him... which has come as a shock to absolutely nobody, as the prince, effectively, in the movie Tangled, which is Disney's Rapunzel story. I've always loved that movie. I love the music from it. I think the most beautiful scene that has ever been animated by Disney is the lantern scene in the movie Tangled. I just love it. Zachary Levi tweeted out something. I don't remember if it was in 2022. I don't really remember when it was. But he put something out there that was like, it was a tweet that was maybe supportive of the troops and loving America and defending freedom or something simple like that.
Okay.
I'm like, I think he's a conservative. It's like the equivalent of saying, well, they fly a flag at their house. You think they're Republican. That is absolutely not a staple way to tell the difference between Republicans and Democrats. But I'm certain that there is a higher percentage of Republicans who have a flag in the front of their house versus Democrats. So it's just kind of like, it's a piece of information that goes in the body of work where you kind of learn about somebody and you kind of understand them a little bit more. And he sent that tweet out, and he's been on my radar ever since.
That's good to hear, because from what I've known about Zachary Levi, he is an outspoken Christian, which is awesome. But he has avoided politics.
Do you know what I'm about to play?
No, I don't.
Well, I'm very excited to do that. Let's make sure that this is up. And I've got the video up on our live stream so y'all can watch it. This is what I saw. It's got the Shazam image up there. But Zachary Levi in Dearborn, Michigan, takes the stage flanked by a beautiful backdrop that says Reclaim America with checkerboard United States American flags and Trump Vance logos.
What?
And says this. Is it up? Oh, here. Let me do this. This is on me. It said Shazam endorses Donald Trump, and I'm like, this can't be.
Hey, Dearborn. How we doing, Michigan? It's a beautiful day to be inside right now. Hey, do me a favor really quick, a little unorthodox, but turn to the person next to you and say, hey, I'm really glad that you're alive, and I'm really glad that you're here right now. Just do that real quick. That's called love, and that's called unity, right? We're here for unity, right? We're here to make sure that we value every single person. Every single person. Whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, whether you're a libertarian, an independent, every single one of us is a child of God. Every single one of us is deserving of being seen and heard and loved and valued. Amen. 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 Listen, I'm not going to take too much time, but I did want to just give you a little context why Shazam is standing here talking to you about these various things. I grew up in my family, Christian conservative. That was pretty much kind of the lane that we were in. My parents were Kennedy Democrats that then turned into Reagan Republicans. And they taught me to have a healthy level of distrust for the government and a healthy level of distrust for industry that runs amok. And for a long time, I was like, man, I really want to find a politician that represents all of the things that I want and I want to see in a presidential candidate. And this year, I found Bobby Kennedy, and I thought, man, this guy's it. He's the real deal. He's the real deal. And in a perfect world, and whatever that would look like, perhaps I would have voted for Bobby. But we don't live in a perfect world. In fact, we live in a very broken one. We live in a country that has been hijacked by a lot of people who want to take this place way off the cliff. And we're here to stop that, right? We're here to make sure that we are going to take back this country. We are going to make it great again. We are going to make it healthy again. And so I stand with Bobby, and I stand with Tulsi, and I stand with everyone else who is standing with President Trump. Because I do believe that of the two choices that we have, and we only have two, Donald Trump, President Trump is the man that can get us there, and he's going to get us there because he's going to have the backing and the support and the wisdom and the knowledge and the fight that exists in Robert Kennedy Jr. and former Representative Tulsi Gabbard. So please, let's welcome them to the stage right now.
So there you have it. Like, isn't that refreshing?
That is shocking to me because I have followed that guy kind of in various ways on social media for 15 years. And he has loathed to say anything political forever.
Because that's what you're supposed to do when you're an actor. Somebody commented, and we forgot about this, but he also played Kurt Warner.
Yes,
he did. In the movie about Kurt Warner. Here's the thing. And I thought to myself when I saw that, I mean, I like fist bumped when I was sitting and I came out and I started playing that. I'm like, is this for real? Is this a Zachary Levi impersonator? What is going on? And I watched and I was like, yes, this is the message. This is, he talks about unity. He talks about all of the things that matter. And then the conclusion is that it results in a vote for Donald Trump. He doesn't worship at the feet of Donald Trump. He doesn't worship at the feet of Bobby Kennedy. What he does is he talks about the things that are important to him, which is his faith, which he talks about first and foremost, and family, and understanding, having a healthy distrust of the government, and so on and so forth. And I thought to myself, like, oh, if I play this, people will be like, oh, Annie's into celebrity endorsements now. False. I don't care. There's no celebrity out there who can come to me and say, this is who you should vote for, that is going to resonate in any way, shape, or form importance in how I weigh my vote. What I do notice is that he has the same priorities in his life as I do, which is faith and family and the understanding of freedom and liberty and preserving our freedom and liberty so that we don't sacrifice it at the behest of an overpowered, overinflated, overfunded and underfunded government at the same time. And it's refreshing to see that somebody who probably has no business saying this has decided that the time is now to put aside the professional risk of standing on a stage with Donald Trump and J.D. Vance's name behind him and say, this is important enough to me that I'm willing to come out here and say it. That is really refreshing to me. I am not going to now vote for Donald Trump because Flynn Rider wants me to vote for Donald Trump. But I am heartened by the fact that there are people out there who are publicly willing to say what we've been saying this whole time. You don't see this from people in Hollywood, from the music industry, not really that much from the sports industry, even though we know that in a lot of sports, football and baseball are the ones that I would maybe be familiar with the most, that a huge percentage of those individuals are conservatives. And you could pretty much weigh that down on just being fiscal conservatives because they make a boatload of money. And what team you sign with will dramatically impact how much of that paycheck you get to take home and how much you turn over to the state of Massachusetts or don't have to turn over to the states of like Florida and Nevada and Tennessee. We don't see high profile people taking this kind of risk. And I don't know that anyone out there is going to be like, well, Zachary Levi said it's okay to vote for Trump, so I guess I'll do it. That's not what it's about.
No, but it's a much bigger deal when an actor comes out and endorses a Republican than when they endorse a Democrat. It just is, because there's so much more on the line for them to do that. Than if he came out and endorsed Kamala Harris, nobody would have batted an eye. But the fact that he's doing this means he may be putting his own career in jeopardy. And look, the reason it's even a bigger deal is because he is not a past his prime actor.
He's still in it.
He is right in the middle of his game right now. And so will this impact his career? It might. And that's why it's a much bigger deal when you see somebody do this.
Could we be in a position, could it be possible right now? Because conservatives show up and support people. Like, I would imagine that if word gets out that Zachary Levi was in Dearborn, Michigan, having this conversation, that there will be people who go out. I mean, I want to go watch Tangled with my kids tonight. I want to love, I have said this before, Flynn Rider is my favorite Disney prince. I think he's a great dynamic character. I enjoy it. I enjoy the movie. The music is great. Mandy Moore, I think, is as Rapunzel's voice. I think it's really great classic storytelling. I want to go watch that movie now. And in the back of my mind, I'm going to be like, Flynn Rider is voting for Trump. I think that's fun. I would imagine there will be other people who do the same, and it might be measurable.
I do think that there is a sense in which I would like to support him more. I already liked him. I've seen both of the Shazam movies. I thought they were both pretty good. I hope, though, and I know that we're not there. This is pie in the sky stuff. But I really hope that his career just continues the way that it was going to. Because that's what we're hoping for as Americans, to be able to come out, say what you think. I'm not going to not go see a Meryl Streep movie now just because she was on Oprah endorsing Kamala Harris.
Right. Because Meryl Streep is Meryl Streep.
She's a great actress.
Right.
I like some of her movies. I might be interested in seeing the next one, whatever it is. I hope that we can just pick back up as people of the same country and go, you know what? I heard he did endorse Donald Trump. I kind of want to go see his new movie. I'm going to go see it. I'm going to go eat at Chick-fil-A. Whatever it is. Like, just go about your life. And then vote, be passionate about it. But the fact that these people might get canceled for something like that means that we're in a precarious spot, and I don't want us to be there.
So Tim Walz really flipped off the Michigan crowd. I didn't see that. I heard people talking about it, and Joe Concha talked about it. It's quite a dramatic segue here. But, I mean, I just keep looking at, when we're talking about what Zachary Levi has said here and just kind of the mood and the energy that exists around, and I'm not one to talk about moods and energy and vibes and all of that stuff as actual factors. And I always think, like, you kind of see what you want to see in the moment, and then afterwards you're like, oh my gosh, what went wrong? It's like you were looking at the wrong thing the whole time. Is Donald Trump really getting booed out of anywhere? Is he showing up in places where people aren't swarming to get a glimpse of Donald Trump?
I can guarantee you that if that existed, we would be shown it nonstop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
so no.
I don't know that it's the case. We're going to talk about a J.D. Vance visit to a Primanti's. Is that what, am I saying that right? I don't have it in front of me. It's a very famous like an iconic sandwich shop in Pennsylvania, so much so that when my husband and I went to the Pittsburgh Cardinals game this summer, and I tweeted out, like, what do we eat? Like, we were only at the stadium, and we were only there for like a half a day. What do we eat? And everyone's like, Permontes. And they had some in the stadium. J.D. Vance made a visit to one of those locations, and it did not go according to plan. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Also, there's a new bop out there, a new social media bop, and we are going to have that for you also. Join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Today's is, who is the weirdest candidate that's running? J.D. Vance, the original candidate labeled weird by one Tim Walz, J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, or Tim Walz. You go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We are about at 300 votes, at 290 votes right now. You can tell us who you think and why. We'll get to the results at the end of the show. When we come back, what happened when J.D. Vance visited that Pennsylvania sandwich shop? Don't go away.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
From the wackos on the left to the maggots on the right, they know I'm beating Kamala, this race won't even be tied. Her policies are nutso, she's out her goddamn mind. She just repeats the same thing, regurgitating her lines. She thinks that immigration without paperwork is good. Clearly not too much power underneath Kamala's hood. Borders are, it's what you are. Borders are, borders are. Cackling Kamala, you're dumb. Mass inflation imminent if she weasels herself in. If that don't sound like fun to you, then you better help me win. I promise I'll secure you, you'll be in better hands. It'd be a flippin' free-for-all with what Kamala plans. Borders are, it's what you are. Borders are, borders are. Laugh it up, Kamala.
This lady, this lady, she's cackling crazy.
Wow.
This, I mean, like, these are things that Reagan didn't have to deal with.
These are things Trump didn't have to deal with in 2016.
But his team is doing it. I mean, like, this is part of, we've said this before, Barack Obama utilized YouTube before people used YouTube. Because in 2008, YouTube was hardly a thing. Barack Obama employed YouTube to help him win an election. Donald Trump in 2016 employed Facebook in order, not employed like legitimately, but deployed is what I should say, deployed Facebook and utilized Facebook to target people to get them out to vote, along with the Russians, but that's a different story. The FBI said that it didn't have any measurable effect on the outcome of the election with the Russians.
They can say it 1,000 times, but if you go to Portland, they don't care.
And then in 2020, the Democrats actively colluded with Twitter and Facebook and whatever else they own to stop things from being able to be discussed. The anti-extra free speech, the not like let's deploy a new medium to get our message across. They use the people who were there to keep you from being able to get a message across. I don't, am I wrong? I mean, memes and stuff like that, and they're eating the cats, and they're eating the dogs. Like, it's a huge consequence right now to make people who are normally old, stuffy politicians, super boring, they're all corrupt. Now, stuff like that happens, and when you hear "how bizarre" for the rest of time, you will also be thinking, borders are, borders are.
Yeah, well, it was done so well.
Yes.
This is really good.
I mean, that actually sounds like somebody, maybe they did, maybe they cut up Trump's real audio and auto-tuned it. I don't know exactly how
well,
they
Well, we have
that.
A Snoop filter that we use from time to time, and yeah. It sounds just like that, so I don't know that it's hard to make them...
But to make it on pitch, I mean, that was really good. But
I have a theory that Trump is recording this stuff.
You know what?
I don't know that anyway. I think he has enough people advising him. Are like, this would be huge. You need to do this.
This used to be the territory of late night talk shows.
Yes.
This used to be what they did. They did this kind of stuff, and it was funny because they had the resources to do it and the writers to be able to do it and the producers. They've completely ceded that territory to the internet, and now something like this comes out. It is measurably effective at making people remember it, which is the point. And it's funny. It's just funny.
I agree. I love it. They make me chuckle. People, if something like that comes out, I get sent it by 15 different people. Like, have you seen this? And I'm like, usually I'll just let it sit aside because you can't always open your phone up and start playing that in mixed company. Although I guess you could. And then when I hear it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really well done. We heard in the last segment, Zachary Levi, who is an actor, successful actor. Would you call him an A-list actor?
Yeah, I think so.
It depends on how you define A-list. I would say he's definitely up there.
Yeah, I don't really know how you would. But
the
he's in big movies.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, by the traditional definition, the way I think Hollywood refers to A-list is whether you are an actor who can walk into a movie studio and say, I want to make this movie. And the movie studio says, okay, we'll make it because you're that high up. But that's
more industry.
There's like five people that can do that in a given time.
Yeah. I think that I don't have any scientific reason to think this. I feel like A-list movies, A-list actors and actresses are the people who get the leads in movies.
Yeah. That's
in movies that are actually marketed, maybe on a
big
global
movies.
Yeah. We were discussing whether or not we think that it's a big deal that he came out and to Dearborn, Michigan and introduced, I think he was introducing Tulsi Gabbard and maybe J.D. Vance. Was that who he said?
Tulsi Gabbard and Robert F. Kennedy.
Okay. So they're on that tour to try to bring people's attention to the Trump Vance campaign. And he showed up and he did it. And I think it's a really big deal that people that wouldn't traditionally, you talked a lot about how he's been very open and honest about his Christian faith. But not politics.
And that's why he's been encouraging, is that he has never backed down from saying, I am a Christian first of all things. And he will share the gospel and does it openly and willingly. But he has been very reluctant to take any sort of political stance on anything. In fact, he has said things at times that made you question whether he was conservative at all. Because it's Hollywood. And that's, to me, that's why he had always done that. And so, again, like you playing that, I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
So that shocked me that he was really willing to do that.
I think that when you combine the internet reaction, the social media, the viral reaction to these candidates, I am not served a lot of stuff that's glorifying Kamala Harris. Is it out there? Probably. But anything that I get that is pro-Harris is just anti-Trump. In a really, really, really deep-seated, frustrated way. It's, this guy is so bad that you have to vote for her. That's the kind of content that I get. Now, I'm not subscribing to a lot of people who are like fangirls and fanboys for the Harris-Walls campaign. So if it's out there, I'm not getting it. But it still seems to me that the overall mood about this election is not Trump. Mm-hmm. If you're looking to support, it's not Trump. But when people who are anti-Trump are looking at the alternative in Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, I feel like it's very disappointingly unsatisfactory, kind of like to your analogy before, that it's the Krispy Kreme with just the glaze and not the donut.
Yeah, donut-shaped glaze. Wow, that would be really sweet. That's something a kid might really want to eat. But once you get to the substance, there's nothing there. The funny thing to me is watching some of these same people, and I don't know if you and I follow the same people, but there's a lot of very sort of internet famous influencers for Kamala Harris. They were for Biden. Now they're for Harris. They probably paid influencers.
We know for a fact that there are like five-figure payments that you can get.
Yeah, it can be lucrative. And if you have a lot of followers, there's a guy named Brooklyn Dad and a girl named Joe. And like they're internet mm-hmm. famous, but outside of that, nobody knows who they are. These people, I'm fed a diet of those people, which means that the algorithms probably figured out that I'm conservative. And they're like, you'll react to this.
But you'll participate.
Yeah. I'm no prude. I'm not really like you guys know I don't cuss a lot, but these people, they cuss so much. It is like F word, F word, F word, F word.
It's like the point
of the whole post over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, look, I'll read through it a few times, but when it's the fourth time in one tweet of 230 characters, you're like, are you saying something here or not?
My question is, are you okay?
It's pure anger. And it's usually just, this is why the neo-Nazi orange man is going to lead us off a cliff. And then F-words, like, constantly. And like, I'm like, that's you're the paid influencers. This is what you're coming up with?
Well, not only them, but they're also, like, targeting famous Twitch streamers. Twitch is the streaming platform where gamers will stream themselves playing games and interact with their audience. But they'll target them, and like Annie was saying, five-figure payments to do and promote Kamala Harris. And then they send them, like, hot sheets that say, okay, here's some do's and don'ts of what we want and what we're going to do. And then they make you, if you say yes, you sign an NDA. But several of these streamers have come out and kind of shown, hey,
they're like, I wouldn't sign the NDA.
I don't want to do this, and I'm not doing this, and here's what they're doing. And the one guy lost his mind. He's like, because the Secret Service is calling me, and they won't leave me alone. I don't want to have Kamala Harris on my show.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I saw that one. You know, I've said this before, and I will say this again. I don't care if you're taking money from a candidate because you want to influence people to vote a specific way. I do 100% believe that you could be compensated for your time and effort and creativity to share a message. But I want to trust that you believe that message and you're not just taking the paycheck. You're not willing to say whatever you want to say just for the money. On every social media platform, there should 100% be an icon that goes on your profile. If you have taken money from a specific campaign that you have also commented on, then you have to have the, you know, Trump T logo on your profile or the Harris Walls whatever logo on there or the Democrat logo or the GOP logo so that people can know these people have been compensated for this. On the FCC regulates, like, I can't come onto the air and talk to you about a service that I've been provided or a product that I've used. If I've been given a product for free and I use it so that I can tell you how great it is, if they're like, we'll give it to you for free if you talk about us on the air, that is not allowed at all. Like, you cannot, that's called plugola. You cannot do it. And I don't understand why that shouldn't apply also to the FCC. It's not that, you know, maybe let's say I was given, give me a product that I would be given to use and plug.
A curling iron,
which I have right here. Yeah. I have not been paid by, what is this, Babeless? If I was given a curling iron and I was told, here, use this on your live stream and then just spend a little bit of time talking about how great it is and we'll give you this curling iron for free. Then they're using the publicly owned airwaves. You own the airwaves, which is why you can turn this radio station on for free. That would be me agreeing with a company to try to persuade you because I like something to go buy it. And what I get out of it is money, maybe, or a free curling iron or whatever it might be. That is illegal. You can't do that. And if I did that, I would get smacked with a really big fine to make sure that I knew to never, ever do it again. Why do we not do that with candidates? People who are getting compensated to say things, or if you're being compensated, you might be getting compensated by the the Joe, I'm just going to use a fake candidate because I don't want to put this on either candidate that's running. But if you were getting compensated by the Joe Smith campaign and your only goal was to talk like salacious trash on another candidate, and you're out there saying that, you know, candidate Nancy Jones slept with another man and this, that, and the other thing, and you're making up all of this stuff about her, or maybe you're pulling out stuff that's actually real. Maybe it's real information. But then I also know at the same time that you're being paid by her opponent. I think we should be able to know that specifically on social media. Don't you think that that would change the way people consume social media, the way you follow people on social media, and it would have to make people who are influencers refine the way they present information a little bit?
Yeah, it certainly would change things. I'd have to think through a little bit more of the implications, but the fact is, what you're referencing, we are on this is a private company, but the government still oversees aspects of the message for the integrity.
Because the airwaves, we're broadcasting on public airwaves.
Yeah, so that does exist. You know, I right now, the way things are at the moment, I don't know if the people are just really bad at it or if that's what it takes to get paid by a campaign, but you can tell 95% of the time when somebody is paid by a campaign. But adding the icon would just make it clearer.
You can, and I can, but people who are used to following people who never talk about politics.
And then suddenly they
do. And then all of a sudden they've got a political opinion because they were given $30,000 to do it.
Yeah.
They should have to indicate that they have accepted money from a campaign, I think. I don't know why that. I don't think that's complicated.
I think that's fair. I think, like you were saying, politicians should be able to talk about who has funded their campaign so that whenever they're writing bills and laws and whatnot, we know maybe they might be influenced in supporting this law by some sort of lobbyist that has lobbied for them to support said law. I think that if we're able to see where the money's coming from, it can help us understand whether or not this is, like, you can look at it and say, okay, well, this is a good thing or this is a bad thing, and you can make an informed decision and not be led astray.
If you donate $40 to the Trump campaign to get a Trump hat, you're going to be on Open Secrets. Mm-hmm. People are going to be able to see that you supported them. Why shouldn't we know if they're supporting you and then your message comes out? And like, to me, it's if you see someone positively supporting a candidate, that's one thing. But I would be very interested to see who is out there taking money from opponents to trash other people without having the obvious direct connection to another candidate to run that type of like Oppo research attack campaign.
It exists basically everywhere else other than social media right now. Because yeah. If you like the examples you just gave, Brad, mm-hmm. the airwaves. If you run a commercial, you have to say at the end who paid for the commercial. I mean, that's all. Really, social media is the only area where you don't have to do that.
When we have Stewie to come in to talk because the Fed raises the rates, he literally is the person who I personally talk to about when this goes on. I'll get on the phone with him or we'll text back and forth about what's going to happen. He is my literal go-to source for that. I have to say when he comes on the air that he's a sponsor of the show so that you know as a listener, he does pay to advertise on the show. And I have to make sure that you understand as a listener that I actually do trust Stewie. You have to trust me to be honest that I trust Stewie to have the right information that you need. And this is the thing that most people don't want to let happen. It's on you to make that decision as a listener to know that you can trust me. And it's my job to earn your respect, to respect your respect, and to constantly be working to keep it coming into the show. I think it'd be very interesting to see how many people. I think I would love to see how many people the Trump campaign has paid.
I would too, mm-hmm. and not just it's the people who are obvious that I don't care about. It's the people who I follow, like a couple of just pop music sites. Every now and then they'll just plug something for Kamala, and I'm like,
oh,
what's that?
What's that about right there? Because this isn't your territory usually.
I don't even care that they're doing it. Like just because someone is being compensated to use their platforms to share a message doesn't mean they're lying when they share it. But it is an important detail if somebody took a chunk of change and they're saying something. It just helps you make more educated decisions.
The influencers are, just one last point, very, very funny. Because 2 months ago, they were telling us convincingly, with lots of F words, how fantastic Joe Biden was.
Yeah.
He's in it for the long haul.
Including
four
Kamala.
More years.
Sharpest I've ever seen him.
Yeah.
On this commercial break, I'm going to put up the picture of my son at homecoming and my little baby girl who said, Mommy, I want to wear a dress too. And it's adorable. So if you want to join us right now to see that photo, I'm going to put it up on the YouTube Live. But while you're there, I want to make sure that you go vote in today's YouTube Live chat poll. We need to know, who do you think is the weirdest candidate that is running? Vance? Trump? Harris?
So I stand for most nights I don't know anymore.
Oh, a buffoon. I'm sorry. This guy, he's the only school teacher in America who brags that none of his students can get into an Ivy League school.
I had 24 kids in my high school class, and none of them went to Yale.
He's had one consequential press interaction with our Dana Bash, who asked him about the fabrications in his own resume, and his answer was essentially, you know, me no understand words good.
My wife, the English teacher, told me my grammar's not always correct, but again.
I mean, he's a buffoon. Scott. He's on a free ride,
Scott,
for running under Harris. He gets very little press. They don't let him talk to the press for a reason. I want one thing out of this debate. I want J.D. Vance to go out there and get under his skin. He has legendary hot, short temper. A lot of governors do, but apparently he does. I want J.D. Vance to go out there and have him explain why he is denigrating J.D. Vance's story. Small town America ends up making something better out of his life, which is something we should want for every kid.
So here you have Scott Jennings, Lonely Scott, on CNN. And I don't know who's the woman who's in the background there, but Scott Jennings calls Walls a buffoon multiple times. And they're going, Scott.
Scott.
Scott. Scott. They're literally calling Trump Hitler. And a threat to democracy. And they're like, buffoon. That's harsh.
That seems so mean.
Speaking of, the YouTube live chat poll. Who's the weirdest candidate running? J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, or Tim Walz? You got like 2 minutes to get your vote in. Get the Annie Fry YouTube channel. You'll see we're broadcasting live right now. And when you pull up the live broadcast of our video, you'll see in the live chat portion the poll that is right there. Your thoughts, Ryan. Who's the weirdest of the four candidates that are running?
It's Tim Walz.
You want to think about that?
No.
Did you deliberate throughout the course of the show?
I did. The obvious answer is Tim Walz.
Is that all you have to say?
Second place would be Donald Trump.
Yeah?
He's different. He's out there. He's like nothing we've ever seen before. But Tim Walz is still weirder.
Way weirder.
He's just weird.
Weird.
And it's so funny, like you said, that the conversations about who's weird started with Tim Walz.
Yes. He started it.
Yeah. Calling J.D. Vance weird, who he's going to debate tomorrow night. It's just, here's what, the situation is weird. Tim Walz is very weird. He's creepy. He's kind of strange. He does things that constantly make you kind of wince and go, you know, you're running for like the highest office, right? It's okay. I don't mind that somebody's like letting the veneer down a little
bit. If he were out there more often, then some of the stuff might end up being lovably quirky. But right now we have is
just
quirky.
It's just
weird.
It's awkward. It's awkward to watch him do a lot of things.
Brad?
Yeah, it's Tim Walz, and it's because he strikes me as a theater kid playing a Midwesterner.
That's not really good.
He's not actually a Midwesterner. He's
shots fired at theater kids.
The role.
They're all East Coasters.
Everything with him is just a little bit more than what it should be if it were natural. So he comes off the plane going to the game, and he's like waving before he steps out of the door. He's waving to people. And
I can't see you yet, Mr. Walz.
There's nobody in the tarmac to see him.
You know what he reminds me of?
The leg kicks.
This is predating all of us, but Richard Little, the comedian, used to do an impersonation of Richard Nixon, and he was real flamboyant about it. Like, he'd always throw the peace signs in the air. Like, that's what Tim Walz reminds me of, is Richard Little doing Richard Nixon.
So, okay, are we going to 57?
Yeah.
False start.
Okay.
5 yards on the play. 60 seconds on the play. Erica says, although he's been accused of being the weird one, J.D. Vance is without a doubt the most normal of these four. I like Trump, but he's a weird cat, though not as weird as Kamala or Tim. Jackie says, my vote is for Timmy. Definitely an odd one. Rick says, isn't Tim Walz, isn't he the one who coined the phrase as it relates to his opponents, takes one and no one? Jackie says this was one of the easiest decisions, Walz hands down. Chris says, poll, 100% Tim. And Greg said, I think J.D. Vance is the least weird of them all. Isn't that kind of where we've landed on this? Not just that Tim Walz is obviously, to us at least, the weirdest, but that J.D. Vance is about as normal as one can be, especially considering the wild success that he's had in his lifetime.
Yeah.
He's very normal and relatable.
Yeah.
Who is the weirdest candidate running? 2% of 357 votes you guys put in today. 2% said Trump. We have a tie for second place. 17% apiece, J.D. Vance and Kamala Harris. Ooh. And Tim Walz takes it home. 65% weird.
It's an overwhelming majority.
I would say it's an overwhelming majority. And I would have to cast my vote as well for Tim Walz as the weirdest person who is running. Hey, it's debate day tomorrow. I'm really excited about it. Keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis's home for conservative talk, because Mr. Mark Reardon is next.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.